This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Monday, October 10th, 2016. The world is watching. Trump has climbed back from the edge of destruction with a devastating victory. 3-1. The planet is watching as the United States attempts to pull out of the New World Order and global government and reestablish self-determination. This is the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Be in jail. Yes, that man needs to be president. Total leadership. Absolutely has her in the target sights. And now he's pulling the trigger. This is an incredible time to be alive, and I'm so glad to be here. We're going to play tons of the debate. If he would have done this in the first one, he'd be 20 points ahead, not just 10 points ahead in the real polls. They know there's a landslide coming. They know Bill Clinton's sex crimes are coming out, the rape settlements. They're desperate. They are going to bring out incredible hoaxes. They're going to hire women to say Trump raped them. Never a history of this in 40-plus years. Longer than that. I mean, the guy's 70. So he's been above 20, you know, for a long time. 50 years. Never. Women say he spoils the living daylights out of them. In the so-called dirty talk tape, he's trying to lavish the woman with gifts. In fact, that's what they say. Trump avalanches women with jewelry and everything else. And then if they're ever mean to him or treat him bad, he's gone like that. You treat Donald Trump bad, it's well-known MO, he's gone. Gone. And I'm here to tell you, locker room talk, listen, once these criminals that sold us out to the communist Chinese and funded the radical jihadis and opened our borders and engaged in every crime you can imagine, like creating derivatives, getting rid of Glass-Steagall, starting all these illegal wars, putting more hardcore sanctions on than even Herbert Walker Bush did, and killing over 500,000 children. They admit that. That's the real crime here. And saying it's a good price to pay. Once they're in trouble for selling blood filled with AIDS and HIV, HIV that causes AIDS and hepatitis, I mean, the crimes go on and on. It makes the head spin. Once she ever got in trouble for that, then we could take Donald Trump to the woodshed for shooting his mouth off. You know, I've talked to people that know Donald Trump very well, not just Roger Stone, but other folks in Hollywood and famous actors. And yes, I've talked to a very famous model. I'm just going to stop right there. And they said if anyone knew how straight-laced Donald Trump was, it would make their head spin. That's him like a little kid trying to act cool. The guy is so straight-laced. He eats like a gallon, half gallon of ice cream every night. He's like a little kid. Okay, I mean, he's very smart, but it's just, I'm saying stuff Trump probably doesn't even want out there. The point is that he's Mr. Good Boy. okay? And that's why he sounded like a 14-year-old. We'll be back. It's Epic. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I have never been on the edge of my seat like I was last night when that debate kicked off at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. I have never been more sure about my gut that Donald Trump is the man to rally the people to try to restore this republic. Quite frankly, behind the scenes, I have gotten very aggressive in the last week. And you see the videos I've put out. And I have basically sent the message, and I know the listeners have as well, to some of the Trump camp that stop telling him to wear gloves, stop telling him to sit there and take it. And I know he's been told that. And you saw Donald Trump last night. He tore the living hell out of Hillary. And he did it just right. That's why they tried to spin the whole thing and say he was looming behind her, standing by his chair, and then she would get in front, and then they would say, look, he's a bully. That's all over the news. This is how they take this huge victory and try to turn into he's this bully of women. When Hillary Clinton represented a known pedophile who raped and put a 12-year-old girl in a coma for 5 days, when Hillary Clinton has been caught on two tapes laughing about it, saying she knew he was guilty. When she pushes partial birth abortion of eight-month-old babies. When she pushes funding jihadis and stays in the same hotel room with a woman who's a jihadi, whose mother is the top pusher of genital mutilation. And she funds jihadis worldwide, murdering Christians by the hundreds of thousands. She is a architect of Syria, an architect of the fall apart in Iraq and the destabilization. That's their plan. An architect of Libya. The plan is deindustrialization, dehumanization, take secular countries, overthrow it, depopulate them, put jihadis in charge of them. See, I'm not, quote, Islamophobic of some people that are not radical, extreme, orthodox Wahhabists. But I have to fight Islam now because it's run by Wahhabists. It's satanic. They chop up people and make prisoners eat them. They put five-year-old girls in sex slavery, and we're being invaded by it. This weekend, when I was shooting a video up on an overlook on 360 over the famous 360 bridge, there were a bunch of guys, and I could tell they were from Saudi Arabia, and they were all run out, six, seven of them running around, jabbering in Arabic, going, look, Alex Jones, and they would kind of try to get the camera shot and cut into what I was doing. And at a certain point, I said, why don't you just get the hell out of the country? I was there with Zimmerman. So just get the hell out of here. If you don't like it, you don't think I don't know what you're doing? They all kind of backed off. It's like, yeah, I'm done playing games, okay? I'm done. Kill your hand. You looking for trouble? You got it. Obama, Hillary, Bill Clinton, you're looking for trouble. You got it. You understand? You got it. I can only be pushed so far. Just got red hot, man. I just got angry. Whew. Going back to that hilltop. Because it went on for like 20 minutes, them trying to interfere with the shot. Zimmerman was there. He saw it. I just finally turned around. I looked at him, and I said, if your damn country's so good, why don't you go the hell back to it, man? You want to come conquer me? With all those people have is arrogance. And I'm tired of it. And I'm fed up. But I thought of how similar radical jihadis are. And slimy, how they're just like liberals. They're all fake and how they're intellectual and they're smart. And they just have this fake arrogance. I'm so sick of people that have arrogance but don't have anything behind it. They got big, giant, 14-foot-around cowboy hats and they've never seen a cow. They're all hat and no cattle. And that's what this whole New World Order is about. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. Go to drudgereport.com. He's linked to our story, top story. New WikiLeaks email, Clinton campaign insiders fear Bill's sex life could sink Hillary. Yeah, no kidding. Let me tell you what will sink Hillary. Is Donald Trump breaking the hoax, and he did it last night, breaking the matrix. Look at Bill Clinton right there, if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners, you all saw him last night. I want to slow that down. I want to get the actual video. We have it in HD in there. It's all over the web. I want to slow that down to where it's basically, you know, a frame every second or so. I want to just slow it down into like a one-minute video of him just over like 3 seconds, just slowly to see the demon, the big intimidator, the guy that beats women, bites women, assaults women. Because he's got to have it. An animal. And that is the Trump campaign ad, is that monster and his enabler. He's not homosexual. Hillary isn't his beard for men. Hillary is his beard. Hillary's got pregnant with Lester Hubble. That's well known. She's there to cover for him, and she always has. And that's why she's the boss. Because he's the drug addict. He's the one that doesn't work. He's the one that's got to have up to 10 women a day on average. He's the one taking ecstasy and cocaine and methamphetamine for decades. He's the drug addict, and she can't stand him. That's why she didn't defend him. But let me tell you something. You look at that monster. As a country, we're going to put that back in the White House. Give me a break. All right, let me break down what happened last night from my view. We're going to open the phones up today. I really want to take a lot of your calls on the debate and how epic this is. But listen to me. I had family call me. I had people come up to me on the street this weekend. I got emails. I had crew. People despondent, saying, oh my gosh, this locker room talk, it's over. 11 years old, taken out of context, it's a Bush nephew, whole thing's clearly a setup, and that's all you've got? I mean, I'm a pretty straightforward, righteous guy on average, but I talk about how I'm a sinner. Sometimes, just out of the blue, I'll say something really mean to a family member. Sometimes I'll catch myself saying something really nasty, just out of the blue, really vulgar. And that's why I say even people that are good-hearted aren't perfect. But, I mean, this is his crime? Talking about a super hot woman? You can tell it's all edited. He goes, oh, and then I found out she was married. That was clearly all out of context. I've experienced people cutting my audio and moving it around. You can hear it. In fact, I want to take the raw audio that first aired, the Washington Post put out, and I want to show people on a graph. You can, because I hear it. I mean, I'm an audio editor. I've been doing this myself for 25 years. Not to distort, just cutting stuff out. I heard the points where it was being edited, and the background noise was different oscillations of the bus, different things happening. Part of that was recorded when the bus wasn't even moving. Then part of it's recorded when it is. You can tell he was baiting him in the whole time and then moving it around once they release it to make it sound like he was saying he was going after her. No, he learns she's married and then backs off of it. But Trump didn't even defend it. He knew the public wouldn't get that. He just said, okay, I apologize. Locker room talk. Let's move forward. Just like he's on Howard Stern to pitch his hotels and things, because Howard Stern has a gigantic show. Especially back when he was going on it, I mean, it was reaching 30 million people a week sometimes. On top of folks that go to casinos and go to hotels. And I'm not defending any of it, but imagine Stern's asking him all these questions. He does that when I come on. He does it to everybody. And Trump's like, yeah, let's get back to this. Yeah, okay, maybe Iraq's okay. You know, 3 years after we're already in there. Before we had the Iraq war, he was on Fox, CNN, you name it. We played the tapes saying it's a bad idea, we shouldn't do it. Once we were in there, he said, well, I'm not going to knock back the troops. I thought it was a bad idea, but okay, now we can't just leave the place, but it's going to fall apart, like it happened. The guy's really smart, and he listens to top generals. So we've got Hillary's potty mouth and all the things she's been caught doing. Just get that effing dog out of my way, said Secret Service canine handler. Where is the GD flag? I want the GD effing flag up every morning at effing sunrise. Hillary to staff an Arkansas governor's mansion. These are all famous quotes. I've had a lot of these Secret Service on. Let me tell you something. I've talked to two separate Blackwater people. Because once I talked to one, I talked to another. I just brought it up. He goes, yeah, no, I've done details for her when she was in the Middle East. And, yeah, she would constantly flip out and cuss everybody out. And they'd bring a dog into her quarters to check, chase somebody planted a bomb. She'd go, what the F is that dog? Get that F in him. And blow up for like 15 minutes screaming. And you talk to somebody else, and I go, how did Hillary used to act? Oh, she'd blow up and scream and act crazy. Or she'd go into a trance and just sit there for like an hour while they were driving, just looking down, and she was a robot. I mean, I probably could get these guys on the air. I mean, they're so sick of her. People call Blackwater. That's the most evil organization in the world. Blackwater got blamed, and I was even guilty of some of this at the time, for every other mercenary group, including super cheap ones that hire like minimum wage people that aren't even soldiers, literally. Out of England is one of the worst groups. And then they got blamed for all other contractors. Kind of like Google becomes the name of search engines. You don't say search engine, you say Google. You say mercenaries, you say Blackwater. And I'm sure we're not defending Prince and some of the stuff that went on. My point is just talking to the Blackwater people I've run into and others, they talk about, because that's who protected the diplomatic details, people like Secretary of State Clinton. She is a freaking monster. And it's well documented. So she's up there. How dare you? You're so despicable. You're so horrible what you said about women. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe children are hearing this. And the first question set it up. The black teacher, she goes, are we going to have appropriate things here tonight? Or are you both going to be appropriate people? And Cooper goes, excellent. Point. What about your uncouthness? What about your badness to set it all up for Hillary? And notice Stone had this from a top Democrat. Said, when Hillary moves over, acting like she's going to shake hands, when Trump extends it, they're not going to shake hands. And notice, Hillary walks up to Trump, he doesn't extend his hand, so she doesn't go there, because it's like that high school joke, or that junior high joke, or middle school joke, where you extend your hand, and then comb your hair with it, and don't shake the person's hand as an act of disrespect. So Trump kept his hand back, she didn't extend hers. She came over, we need to get that video. To the very start, she came over wanting him to do it, but it didn't happen because it was a setup. So they went to plan two. First, he was going to ask Hillary, why didn't you shake his hand? Well, because of what he did to women. And I'm a great woman and my daughter, blah, blah, blah. We're going to skip this break. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. So much is happening. So much is going on. So much is unfolding. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. They are going to pull out all the stops against Trump. But I want to caution everybody. We go up in emotion, we go down in emotion. I go back to everybody so freaked out earlier in the week. It's the most important thing I'm going to say today. Out of a whole field of things we're going to cover, and the clips we're going to play, and the calls we're going to take. That you have to, and I don't mean my audience, but the general public, libertarians, conservatives, patriots, you have to remember when the mainstream media says all the Republicans are leaving Trump, Trump's collapsing, Trump's going to resign, Trump's going to give in, it's the end of Trump. They're running a giant perception hoax. Now, I know you know that, but people still, who are weak-minded, buy into it. You've got to explain to them, are you your own person, or do you just go with which way you think the wind's blowing? Because the mainstream media doesn't control which way the wind blows unless you buy into the fraud. And look at it. Look at it. Take the lemons and turn into lemonade. The guy made some immature, kind of goofy, waspish, stuff. We all know, probably half the guys we talk to, you know, when you're hanging out, say similar stuff, and it's just kind of goofy, and I just kind of ignore it and move on. I mean, I don't really tell people how I eat steaks. I just eat steaks, you know what I mean? So I don't really get into the whole how sausage is made or whatever. But a lot of guys do, and they tell stories. It's like sea stories or fish stories. It's hunting, you know, imaginary birds. What's that type of hunting everybody always tells the kid that hadn't gone hunting? They take them out in the field or the woods. They say, here's a bag, and you run around and you catch the snipe, and then about 2 hours later, he realizes everybody's run off, and then you tell him, pull back up in the truck, and they say, hey, buddy, these type of birds don't exist. Or it's similar to that, but I'm not going to get caught in that anymore. All I'm saying is Hillary's an international war criminal involved in every crime, money laundering, funding jihadis, representing child molesters, protecting Bill Clinton's rape and abuse. It goes on and on. He is like a character out of a science fiction horror movie who's some grave digger or grave robber. He's like the big evil guy that, you know, grabs the kids out of the car that are kissing in the back seat in a horror movie and drags them off to, you know, chop them up inside some underground morgue. I mean, I would cast him as a top killer, ghoul, or somebody that aliens taken over. I mean, look at him. He is the most ghoulish, evil-looking person I've probably ever seen, except for Tim Kaine, who looks like a child molester. I'm not saying he's a child molester, but if I was going to cast someone in Hollywood as a creepy guy that goes around and tries to pick kids up, you know, with a creeper Astro van, white creeper van, that says free candy and puppies, that's who I would pick. I mean, these are manifestly creepy people. And then you look at Bill Clinton. He's got the whole background. He's got the whole M.O. He's got it all. He's got it in spades, flying around on the Lolita Express, 20-plus trips. I kept saying 16. It's 20-plus trips, round trips to the pedophile island, flying out on the pedophile plane to the Middle East to meet with a top sheik who's in the news as reportedly having harems of boys and girls. I mean, it's well known in some of those Muslim countries, folks, that you're a good-looking woman and you land and you walk out of the mall, you're grabbed, you're thrown in the back of a car because the sultan, you know, some random sultan, there's hundreds of them per country, there's thousands of princes, like in Saudi Arabia, you're gone and you don't ever get seen again. And listen, maybe your family has some money and finds out what's going on and tries to go to the U.S. Embassy. They say, listen, your daughter's gone. She's in a slave pit, okay? That's who Hillary gets hundreds of millions of dollars from. That's who these people are. And so, as I told you, there's a dossier out, and it's going to be coming out today, in the next few days, where they have Jane Doe's unannounced people and witnesses that are called Jane Doe's and Tiffany Doe's claiming 22 years ago, Trump, who barely even knew Epstein, raped a teenager. All of it. Jane Doe, Tiffany Doe, this Doe, that Doe. The person that delivered the teenager is the witness in secret, given immunity. And it's a judge appointed by Obama in 2011 in the district Hillary Clinton was a U.S. senator. I mean, this is unbelievable. So listen, Trump did the right thing. He came out of the gates. He tore her apart. He told it like it was. The media was never going to leave him alone. They're never going to stop cheating. They're never going to be sweet to him if he just plays along. That's all a hoax. And any advisors telling Trump that are wrong. Trump, you exploded in the polls. Frank Luntz and others said he's not seen, basically in his modern political career, someone's numbers spike with focus groups like they did. You went straight up like a Saturn rocket, okay? Because everyone hates Hillary. The Democrats hate Hillary. They're all scared of her. They're tired of her. They know how creepy she is. They know how evil she is. They know she's falling down every 20, 30 minutes. And look at the email on drudgereport.com. Very top story. New WikiLeaks email, Clinton campaign insiders fear Bill Clinton's sex life could sink Hillary. They should shut the hell up about this, Podesta told them. That's in the new WikiLeaks email dump released today. It reveals that some Hillary campaign insiders are petrified that Bill Clinton's sordid sexual past could severely damage Hillary's chances. Yes, that's why they've cooked it all up to throw it on Trump. Oh, this woman was so beautiful. I wanted to take her and buy her furniture. I wanted to date her. Oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. Well, that's horrible. Meanwhile, yes, I'm going to meet with the Sultan on the pedophile plate to get $2 million. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Hillary represents pedophiles. These are like demons. And then she's giggling and snickering about it. The revelation is a particular note because it dovetails with Donald Trump holding a press conference yesterday before the debate with three of Bill Clinton's sexual abuse victims and others he jumped on. The email, which is marked confidential, was sent to the Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta by prominent left-wing journalist Brent Bodowski. It includes details of his exchange with someone in the media who told him that there are people close to Clinton's who say William Jefferson Clinton's sex life could be damaging to her. Folks, he jumps on women in front of Democrats in ballrooms. He's a total maniac. Total maniac. He makes Casanova or Charlie Sheen or the famous guy that played Don Juan. No, who's the famous guy that played, who's the biggest womanizer ever, they said, back in the 30s and 40s in Hollywood. No, Errol Flynn. Those are women that wanted it, though, because, you know, it's Errol Flynn. No, not with Bill Clinton, man. He will attack you in a second. So it goes on from there. Then he's told to basically shut up about it and not talk about it. Here they are scrabbling around trying to cover it up. They're like, just shut up about it. Just don't talk about it. So Bill Clinton's on a big power trip. I love the new Ben Garrison cartoon. It's on the bottom right-hand corner of Infowars.com. The debate souvenir is Hillary Clinton 2017 for prison. And don't you love how the meme that you, the listeners, created? Sure, we created the first image. We put the idea out. We promulgated Hillary for prison 2016. But now as the year gets long in the tooth, just 3 months left, a little less than 3 months, you pushed lock her up. You pushed put her in prison. You pushed she was a criminal because she is. And the shoe fits. And now it's out there. And all she can do now is with Homeland Security steal the election. If we don't buy the media hoax that he's dropping out, we've seen the last year three times where they all say he's dropping out, there's an intervention, it's over, the whole party turned against him, and then the who's who of Republican neocons who all need to be unelected, who were against him before and said you couldn't vote for him and said they'd ignore you at the convention in Cleveland. All of that got ignored. You figured it out, not once, but twice. Now the third time they come out with 28 days out, and they're telling you it's all over because he had some racy talk. Oh, my gosh. And he went on Howard Stern when he knew he was on there and had racy talk. Yes, he's never hidden that he sometimes has racy talk when talking to other guys. I don't want to say it's a cliche of New Yorkers, but you hear a lot of it down here in Texas. You hear some of it in California. You hear some, but, I mean, you know, kind of the deep South, you hear a lot of talk like that. Men don't generally do that. I'm not knocking New Yorkers. I love them, but I'll be in New York at a press deal or whatever at dinner, and people are like, look at her, boy, I'd like to get a piece of that. I'd do anything for her. I mean, that's kind of what goes on. It's kind of funny. Big deal. So, defending pedophiles you know are guilty, hanging out with sultans that are reportedly pedophiles, flying around on pedophile planes, settling rape cases. Oh, that's no big deal. On and on and on, selling us out to jihadis that are running around murdering women in mass. I'll play a bunch of clips, go through it all, and chart the path to victory straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. But don't let the media hoax you. Don't let them mind control you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's Monday, October 10th, 2016. Only 28 days left as the world watches the people of the United States attempt to break away from the New World Order and global governance. This is Self-Determination, 1776 in the year 2016. Donald Trump was channeling the InfoWar last night. Obviously, we had the right side feed for everybody that didn't want to hear my commentary overlying Hillary, but they were three against one, so I said, listen, it's two against three. The cavalry's here on that broadcast. Some people wanted to hear me screaming over them. One thing we should do is fade her down a little bit when I am talking over her because it is kind of grating. That's not the crew's fault. I should have directed them to do that. But I want to just say something before I get into all the big news here in these clips. The crew, when they were hosting, and then when they were hosting after I left at 10 o'clock or so, they did another hour and a half, was the best radio slash TV I've ever seen on politics. I mean, you've got all these other pundits following talking points from the parties and groups and media combines, many of them getting direct emails from Hillary on what to say, what to do. comedians, movie stars, anchors. It's all come out in WikiLeaks. So good job, WikiLeaks, starting to put some good meat out. I was wrong to go off half-cocked. I'm not in the position Assange is in. I get it. I want to win. I'm tired of these people. He's a smart guy. I genuinely apologize. But he did, I mean, I have the excuse. I am sorry. But I have the excuse that you kept saying it was coming out. You kept saying it would get her indicted. And then you implied it was going to be that day. So I'm up at 4 in the morning, and I'm watching, you know, these boring WikiLeaks reporters. I'm sorry. I got angry. But you have redeemed yourself. Thank you, WikiLeaks. More information. We need more. This woman's dangerous. She wants to launch war with Russia. She said she wants to. These people are out of control. And that's why I'm getting such high-level leaks. Because Democrats close to Hillary now realize she's mentally ill. She's vicious. She's hateful. She's getting worse. And they are just telling me there's a feeling of doom. A feeling of being in Hitler's bunker was one quote. And we don't know what to do because this is our job. It's everybody we know. It's like we're in the mafia. And there's just a feeling of doom. And I feel it too, just watching. I mean, that's why I can't sleep with 28 days out. But the crew did an absolutely amazing job. And Trump hit her with everything. I mean, I said in videos I posted Saturday, I said, he's got to come out and say, how dare you? You're despicable covering up for the rape of a 12-year-old that you represented in Bill settling sexual assault cases. How dare you say my locker room talk, word for word, my locker room talk is a big deal when you've done all these horrible things. And Trump came out and did exactly that. And not because he got it from me, but because he gets it and he understands. And I'm not going to sit there on Friday when everybody's panicking, abandon ship, we're all dead, it's over. Oh, my God, the mainstream media said it's over. His wife's going to leave him. Pence is going to leave him. It's over. Ladies and gentlemen, they've discovered secret Howard Stern tapes. Oh, we've got him now. It's live on the radio. Stuff he said 15 years ago, 20 years ago. When you go on Stern, it's a giant audience. People say, why'd you go on that potty mouth show? Because, I'm not saying I'm Christ, but, you know, Christ went in to where the prostitutes were, the money changers, the tax collectors, because he wasn't trying to get the Pharisees. He was trying to get the general public. I've gone on Stern and his sub-networks many times because we get big listeners from it. All the time I see people on the street. I never knew about any of this until I heard you on Stern. I heard you on Stern. I woke up. I woke my friends up. It changed my whole life. I got off Prozac. Blah, blah, blah. I probably had 500 people come up to me and say they learned about the show from Howard Stern. Probably more. It's like almost every time I go out in public, somebody comes over about Howard Stern. It's a big show. He goes on there and you have to sit there where Stern goes, so when'd you first have sex? So when'd you do this? So when'd you do that? I'm a real person. I'm not hiding. I'm like 12 years old. Oh, you felt you were abused? No, she was 16. I loved it. And it's not because I'm a potty mouth. That's the tell-all show. Sure, I'll go on there. But I said after 5 minutes of that, I said, now let's move on to fluoride in the water. Let's move on to how the fish are becoming sterile, while the sperm's becoming sterile. He's laughing the whole time. But I'm waking people up, millions of them. And I was told later, higher up said, dude, and Stern rarely has people tell him, don't have folks on. I was told, people said, man, we had the highest ratings. He said it the next week. He said, we had the highest listenership and the highest positive response to Alex of any guest we've ever had, 86% positive. They had a poll. They said, I've never seen anything like it. Did you ever be back on Stern himself? No. They put me on their sub channels, and then they said, well, yeah, we've been gotten crackdowns on that. Can't have you on anymore. That's fine. The point is, the enemy didn't want me on there because I was having a big effect. Other big shows get bucked when I come on. They have to put their jobs on the line to have me on. George Norrie's done that. He's got a lot of courage. And when I'm on there, executives are watching, looking for one mistake to burn him. There's some good people there, too, but there's a takeover in the media. There's a takeover in talk radio happening. There's a takeover at Fox. I told you, I know all the inside baseball. I can't say a lot of it here on air. I know the Savage stuff. I know the Clear Channel stuff. I know the Cumulus stuff. Basically, I know it all, okay? And it's bad, okay? We run our own operation here. That's what they cannot stand. GCN's just our satellite provider. God bless them. They're great folks. But it's mom and pop. And I don't want to get into myself anymore, but we're all interconnected. You're interconnected. And I can let you, the audience, know what we're going through, what we're dealing with. If something horrible comes out and Trump comes out and agrees he did it, I will then weigh it. But I'm never a lesser of two evils person, but with Hillary, there's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet. I'm sure of that, and people around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares, they're freaking out. Folks, let me just tell you something. If the media wants to go with this, that's fine. There are dozens of videos and photos of Obama having flies land on him indoors at all times of year, and he'll be next to 100 people and no one has flies on him. Hillary reportedly, I mean, I was told people around her that they think she's demon-possessed, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it, okay? They said they're scared. That's why when I see her, when kids are by her, I actually get scared myself for the child. I mean, you that big rubber face and that... I mean, this woman is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war. The Russians are scared of her. By the way, when people are scared of you and they got nuclear weapons, you have a big war. When you're scared, you fight. When you're a man. You don't crawl in the hole and stick your butt out the other end so the wolf can eat it. You fight. And I'm going to tell the Democrats something, and all the trendies, all the rest of you, you've lived on the guts of your ancestors. You've lived off what was built before. You don't appreciate anything. You're pseudo-intellectuals that think you know everything. I've been around you. You are despicably sad and pathetic people. I'm going to consider and kiss your ass. If you want to redeem yourself, then admit Donald Trump's right, admit he's a lion with a bunch of jackals attacking him and hyenas, stand up for what's right, admit the entire power structure you claim you're not part of is against him, and then ask yourself why you want to be part of this delusion club, the delusionites, the delusionals, where you think you're a winner and you think everything's okay because you said so. You're living in your own world. I know I'm right. And this is a fight against the hoax machine. It's a fight against the mainstream media. It's a fight against globalism. It's a fight against all the corruption we've seen. The Republican Party establishment, the Bushes, the mass graves, the dead children, the sanctions, the wars. I mean, Trump last night was so genuine. You tell you got down to real Trump last night when she's like, you're with the Russians. He goes, I don't even know the Russians. I have nothing to do with the Russians. But why would we want to have a war with them? They're not doing anything to us. We need to link up and defeat radical Islam with them. And she's the one launching the modern jihad. She knows full well. Here he is trying to stop World War III. Hillary and her people are trying to start a war with Russia. They admit they are. They're trying to overthrow it internally. The Soros' group. It's on record. And here's this guy going, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want to have war with Russia. Doesn't mean I work for him. What's your problem? You're a despicable person. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman, Uma Abedin, whose mother wears a hood over her head and writes top articles in the world promoting cutting women's genitals off. What the hell? That woman, number one, is ugly and evil. But imagine if you're like, oh, what does your mom do? Oh, she's a top genital mutilation pusher. I'd be like, ooh, get the hell away from me. Again, but Hillary's into, like, creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. This is disgusting with flies all over, a big, fat, stinking... Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink, 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 stink. You can't wash that evil off, man. I'm told there's a rotten smell around Hillary. I'm not kidding. People say... They say... folks, I've been told this by high-up folks. They say, listen... Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. I mean, they're scared of her. And they say, listen, She's a frickin' demon, and she stinks, and so does Obama. I go, like what? Sulfur. They smell like hell. I mean, I hate to go down this road, folks, but I'm telling you, we're dealing with demons here. All right? Look at what they do. They go out of their way to do evil things. They keep babies alive and sell their body parts. They involve themselves in every form of wickedness you can imagine. And it's not like flies are landing on them a few times. I mean, if I'm out in the woods doing coverage, sometimes a fly will land. We're talking about in the middle of events, in the middle of the White House, in the middle of luncheons in Germany. No one else has flies on them, and there's just flies landing all over them. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to get these clips because these are epic clips. I need to get to them. There is so much unfolding. We're going to get a whole bunch of clips here in just a moment, but we do have Trump on Russia right now, so let's start with some of the clips. Since I mentioned that one, let's just start there.
I don't know, Putin. I think it would be great if we got along with Russia because we could fight ISIS together as an example, but I don't know, Putin. But I notice anytime anything wrong happens, they like to say, the Russians, she doesn't know if it's the Russians doing the hacking. Maybe there is no hacking. But they always blame Russia. And the reason they blame Russia is because they think they're trying to tarnish me with Russia. I know nothing about Russia. I know about Russia, but I know nothing about the inner workings of Russia. I don't deal there. I have no businesses there. I have no loans from Russia. I don't know, Putin. I think it would be great if we got along with Russia.
There you go. Russia has 2.5 military bases. By that, they have one place they're able to fuel with ships, but it's not a base. So I see 2.5, because you can argue three or two. I went and looked into it. There's 2.5. The U.S. has 200-plus permanent bases, several hundred other sub-bases, and over 700, they still call them coaling stations, but it's where they get fuel and supply. We're over 1,000 bases at that point. Russia is not expansionist. Sorry. You know who is? China. Because they've been given the deal worldwide on basically all economic activity. Panama Canal, all the deep water ports, 97% of rare earth minerals. You don't think we couldn't be getting those? They've been given them. It's a global deal. It's admitted. They're allowed to have tariffs on us and higher corporate tax to make sure. I mean, lower corporate tax to keep ours high. To screw us. This is globalism. This is their deal. This is economic warfare by the corporate elite. Trump wants to end that. And you fools, and I'm not talking to our audience, but the people that make jokes, you know you've bet on pure evil. You know that you're wrong. Now, I'm going to get to some more of these clips, but I don't want to go back to the first one because I've got like 15 of them. They're so amazing. Then we'll open the phones up and take your phone calls. Trump threatens to prosecute Clinton. Says you need to be in jail. Trump steamrolls Bill Clinton's past behavior. With women, CNN caught coaching, undercover voter panel. We've got so much coming up. But before I do that, we need to refuel this operation. You heard me skip a break earlier. That's expensive, but I'm just so on fire. We're going to end the Hillary for prison shirts in 28 days. Everybody else can still make them or whatever, but these are the originals. They're $19.95. We need to make, you know, the $15 off this to fund this operation, the reporters, the crew we had there covering it. This is very expensive, even though we run this from Texas. I couldn't do this if I was in New York or L.A. I mean, we'd be a third of the size. But by God's blessing, we ended up here. This is where I'm from, and we're able to do it. It's all worked organically. But we need to make some serious money around here to be able to fund these operations. We need to get a lot of money in here. So everybody, you already got a shirt, get another one. This is a war. You know it. You know we're the tip of the spear. You know, we are the national talking point memo against the New World Order along with Drudge. It's Drudge and InfoWars are the tip of the spear. Everybody else is right behind us. And believe me, I want them to get bigger than us, man. I don't like being the main target. We have another limited edition, Don't Tread on Me, with a Gadsden snake wrapped around Hillary on the back. It says, lock her up. That's a limited edition. We're only doing this run of them. They're almost sold out, by the way. We've got the DNA Force, 23% off. Amazing. With the BioQQ, the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, all of it, the ultimate formula, amazing discount right now. We also have our new probiotic, Biome Defense. We have 25 million live culture bottle that is half the price of the one that's 50 million per pill. And this comes with a cold pack with it. This is the highest quality. There are competing nutraceuticals sold by doctors. They're not prescriptions, but doctors sell them that are $100, $150. There are some brands that aren't even as good at Whole Foods for $80, $90, $100. So we have this for, what, $40 and for $60-something dollars. Very expensive for us to produce. The profit we make funds this operation. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm going to tell you something else. Our radio crew, our TV crew, our writers, our reporters, our backup people that run this operation, they've been working on salary 18 hours a day. And I say, volunteer if you want. I'm going to work 18 hours a day, 6-7 days a week until this is over. And you know what? I come up here sometimes at like 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and people are already here fighting and working without me. And they don't even want the money. But a lot of them aren't paid that much because we don't have that big a budget. I want to give them a big bonus. I know a lot of you want a bonus, too. This economy's in trouble, but you're funding, fighting back to get our republic. Believe me, he cuts taxes by 50% like he's about to do. Economy's going to explode. More receipts are going to come in. They're going to make more money, too. He does some simple things. Boom time's coming. Boom time. We need to get the ball across the goal line. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have BioTrue Selenium. I was getting really tired of being on air 5 hours last night. I didn't pop a brain force. They work great, but it keeps me up at night. I popped a BioTrue Selenium, and an hour later was just incredible energy. Selenium is electrochemical. It's one of the key things in the body. You die without it. It's one of the biggest game changers out there. We have the purest form from mustard seed, totally organic, over the top. It will knock you into the next level. I mean, it's incredible. Get that to InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, strong organically. American-made, just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
We're back. You know, I had a former national delegate for the Democrats on who in 96 was at the DNC in Illinois in Chicago. He was the fellow that took over the Tim Kaine event, did the best job screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist and wearing the shirt. And he described Hillary on the internal video screens to the people screaming F you and go to hell and all this stuff. I mean, she does this reportedly constantly. She's totally psychotic. I was just told something by the IT folks. We have a new upgraded digital phone system. It tells us how many calls we get and how many busy signals. And obviously, it's folks trying back over and over again. 23,000 calls last night when we opened the phones up at like 10 o'clock at night central. CJ, tell us about this.
So basically, the new system is able to answer calls, and instead of giving somebody a busy tone and putting them on hold, they get a busy tone automatically and don't clog up our phone system. So although we were only able to take a couple dozen calls, we got 23,000. I think it's roughly 14,000 an hour.
And by the way, they were the best callers I ever heard. Daytime callers should be half asleep or, you know, a lot of times out of work or, you know,
taking
the day off.
Well, folks work and have nights off.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're drinking beer or whatever. But and we have some great callers during the day, but we always get better ones at night. And that's why I really should just say first-time callers and get folks on who aren't just waiting till the second I send the number and call in, because the callers were so amazing last night. I mean, I'm telling you, I was so proud when I left here after doing 6 hours at 10:30, and I was driving home, and I just sat there in the parking lot at my house because my kids were already asleep for an hour listening to you guys, and it was just so seamless, so on target, so smart, so original, so on target. I love you guys. I love this crew. I love our reporters. I didn't used to talk like this. We've had some decent crews, but this is the crew. I love you. You understand that?
Yes, we can feel the love.
Oh, man, that is awesome. I mean, we're making history. We're doing the right thing. I'm so blessed that God put me in this position and that I'm not evil like the Clintons. I feel sorry for them, folks. They are so evil. It is such an honor to be fighting these people. I'm so blessed. I just, it's amazing to me. It really is amazing that we've come this far. God's promise is so incredible. And I'm so thankful for all of you. Donald Trump has a good heart. It's so evident when he could just say he hates Russia and they put him in office. But he's like, I don't want to attack people that didn't do stuff to us. Russia does one thing, he'll go after him. The globalists are starting wars. They're evil. They're putting radical Islamics in to kill Christians and others. They're bad people. They're demonic. The devil in the Bible is known as the Lord of the Flies. Okay, I've got all these clips, and I just have been so excited this hour. I haven't got to a lot of them. Let's end this hour with the way I started it, and then we're going to come back and play clip after clip, give the phone number out, take your phone calls. But this was an epic moment, and folks, they're going to show up with women on TV, and it'll be so obvious they'll even work for the Clintons or something. It's like this judge, you know, put in by Obama, openly supported by the Clintons in Clinton's district in New York, and then now he's letting people with Jane Doe's say that he raped her 22 years ago. I mean, it's going to get worse than that, folks. It's going to get worse than that because these are evil people and have to accuse him of what they've done. They know Trump was getting ready to expose the Epstein stuff. They know that was the battle plan. And Stone told him a year ago, do it now because they're going to cook it up on you, even though you've only been to one of his parties during the day and was there 30 minutes. He's talking about this a year ago. You've got to do this, Donald. He said, oh, they won't do that. Yes, they are. He just can't believe they're doing this. But now he's taking the gloves off because he has to. So get ready, folks, that they may kill him, too. And how are you going to feel when you've been talking bad about Donald Trump when he's in so much danger? So when we come back, I've got like 15 clips. We're going to play them all. We're going to talk about them. We're going to break it down. But now is the time to pray for Donald Trump. Now is the time to donate. Now is the time to spread the word. But more important than donating, talk to your friends and family. If you're in one of these 10 battleground states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Colorado, places like that, because they're not going to try to steal them in states where it's obvious, but they're going to engage in election fraud. We have to let everybody know Donald Trump's going to win by a landslide. Look for the steal. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage?